ராமாய ராமபத்ராய ராமச்சந்திராய வேதசே ரகுநாதாய நாதாய சீதாய பத் ஏ நமக யுத்தகான் சாப்டர் நம்பர் 122 ராம அண்ட் தசரத தி ரெசிடேஷன் பிகின்ஸ் நவ் மகதேவ தென் சட் டு ஹிம்செல்ஃப் Brahma praised Rama to come to his seat on high now that the gods have achieved their purpose. But I know that Rama's wish is to re-establish Dharma that had been seriously deranged and confused. So he turned to Rama and said, Lovely of eyes, even as a red lotus, adorned with the conch, the disc, the mace and other divine weapons, radiant with the mole Sri Vatsa on your broad breast, O Lord, who annihilates his foes by a thought of his, it is quite expedient that you should have done this. The flower and the glory of the line of Ikshvaku, who ever fulfilled the dharma of Kshatriyas. The darkest of adharmas had begun to hang heavy over the worlds. This day you have laid low in battle the 10-headed Rakshasa. You have extended your shelter and protection to all beings. You have uprooted vice and planted virtue. Bharata is grieved sore. Kaushalya, your mother, pines with sorrow. Kaikeyi of no ordinary fame and Sumitra are eagerly expecting your return. It is to you to meet them and relieve their hearts of the burden of woe. You will be crowned as a ruler of Ayodhya. Long gladden the hearts of your kith and kin, friends and subjects. Rule over the land with justice. Bring forth sons who will continue the Ikshvaku line and conduct many a horse sacrifice. Enter Brahmanas with countless gifts. Cover yourself with eternal fame and then come back to your throne of light. Behold, your father Dashratha has come down here in his car. He had your respect and reverence in the world of men. Of boundless fame, it was given to him to have you as his beloved son. He is now in the world of Indra. You and Lakshmana should salute your father who shines with extraordinary brilliance. Thereat, Rama and Lakshmana bowed in salutation to Dasharatha, who was in his celestial car, blazing in his boundless radiance, adorned with magnificent garments and ornaments. He shone among the gods as his son saluted him. Dasharatha too beheld his son dearer to him than his own life. Boundless joy overcame him as he clasped him to his breast fondly, seated him on his lap, caressed his head and said, Beloved child Rama, the joys and delights of Swarga are nothing in my eyes. It is nothing that Devarishis pay me every attention possible. It is your absence alone that could not be made up. Believe me, as you would the sacred texts, my heart is even now cloven at the remembrance of the words of Kaikeyi that drove you to this dreadful woods. Would I forget it to the end of time? My eyes are blessed to behold you and Lakshmana. I had news of your well-being and sought consolation in it from my grief. The grief and ignorance that clouded my heart have been chased away by the sight of your beautiful face, even as the sun clears away the morning mists. You are to me the ideal sun. In the far past, the Rishi Kahola was raised to the worlds on high by his son Ashtavakra. Even so, I was raised to this high seat among the gods solely through the might of your great self being born as my beloved son. Kaikeyi and Mandra played sad havoc with the arrangement I made for your coronation and sent you to the dark woods. I came to know later on that it was all a plan worked out by the gods. They desired to rid the worlds of Ravana and the Rakshasas and drew you away from the capital to the forests. There they caused Sita to be carried away. Rama, Kaushalya is verily the most blessed in all the worlds. It has given her to see you enter the palace of Ayodhya with victory on your arms, won from the dread field of battle where your enemies lie dead. The people of Ayodhya are rich indeed in the merits they have laid by in the past. They would feast their eyes on the grand sight of your coronation. As you are seated on the throne of the kings of the Ikshvaku line in the great hall of Ayodhya. Bharata's affection for you knows no bounds. Strong and mighty, yet spotless in life, his foot never strays from the path of virtue, and you should grant his prayer to behold you once again. Noblest of men, I know full well that you are verily Mahavishnu, who came down among men to rid the world of Ravana. I long to see you united with Bharata. You abode for 27 years in the trackless forests with Sita and Lakshmana. Your exile is over even as you passed your word to me. You slew Ravana and his dark brood and fulfilled the prayer of the gods, and their joy knows no bounds. You have indeed achieved a feat impossible to others. The eternal and undying fame crowns your brows. Rule then this world for countless ages with Bharata, Lakshmana and Shatrughna. At this grand blessing, Raghuvira bowed low with folded hands and said, O Lord, I pray you extend your mercy and forgiveness to Kaikeyi and Bharata. I put you away from me forever, you and your son Bharata. That was a terrible curse. May it cease to dog their steps. Then Dasharatha granted the request, and clasping fondly to his breast, Lakshmana, who stood by in reverent affection, said, Child, you have gladdened my heart exceedingly by your devotion and loyalty to Rama and Sita. Rich is the harvest you have reaped as a reward for the most lofty dharma. It depends upon Rama to bless you with righteousness, broad fame, the joys of heaven, and greatness beyond measure. Let your life be one of long and perfect service to Rama. He is ever bent upon securing the highest good of all the worlds. The Siddhas and Rishis and the beings in all the three worlds, Indra and his gods, sing high his praises and offer him worship as a Lord Supreme. Brahma and others have opened my eyes to the great mystery that surrounds him. He is the inner ruler of all the gods. He takes on the form of fire and the other gods and is worshipped in every kind of sacrifice. He is to be known only through the Upanishads. He who lacks devotion can never know him. He is free from all the change and all modifications. He is, in fact, the Paramatman himself who has come among us as Rama. You have followed the path of righteousness in its most lofty reaches, and you have won peerless fame in the battlefield. This is all due to your loyal and devoted service to Rama and Sita. Turning to Janaki, the king said, Rama acted as if he would speak to you harshly and put you away simply to reveal to the world your greatness and purity. Harbor no thought of sorrow thereat. There is no need for me to instruct you regarding service to your husband. Yet I must tell you that he is the god of gods for you. Thus did he instruct Janaki and his sons and went back to the world of Indra in his blazing car. Mangalam Kushalendraya Mahaniya Gunapti Chakravarti Dharnurjaya Sarva Bhomaya Mangalam.